One of the things that's gotten a lot of attention is the issue of nodal dissection identification of nodes. Can you kind of summarize that?
Well, there's a couple aspects there. One is, I think it's been shown that prognostically the number of lymph nodes that are examined in the pathologic specimen are important, meaning that some patients were considered N0, where in fact you look back and they maybe had one or two lymph nodes identified. Doesn't mean the surgeon didn't remove all those, but for whatever reason, they weren't analyzed. Well, that was not really accurate, and odds are those patients had more advanced disease that weren't just detected. So that was an important part. So at least, I think, 12 to 15 nodes to be examined to give a fair representation of are there metastatic deposits in these nodes. And then the cutoff is around 4. Less than 4 tends to have a little better prognostic implications versus more than 4 or 5 or more.
Positive nodes.
Positive nodes, correct.
What do you think is going on when they're less than optimal and you see 6 or 8 nodes identified? Is it usually a surgical technique, pathology, or a combination?
Probably a combination. I would imagine that, you know, the surgeons do take their level of responsibility for this for a variety of reasons, whether it's a little more advanced disease or a difficult location. I'm afraid that sometimes a full nodal dissection hasn't been performed, and that's a compromise to a patient. Not so much that you leave a node behind that's not grossly involved, but microscopically. But then you start wondering what else, you know, if a corner was cut there, is another corner cut somewhere else that the patient may not have received an optimal resection at the time. Then you start wondering also, is their staging adequate? You know, is there something in the liver that they didn't detect?
Can you talk a little bit more about technically how the procedure is done and why it might be compromised?
Typically, ideally, in all the situations where it's left transverse or right colon, not only do you remove the lesion, but you remove that entire nodal drainage area, which requires you to dissect along that artery down to the base, and whether that's the inferior mesenteric artery. And if that's not done, then there are nodal deposits that will be missed. So it's a wide end block resection, even if it looks like it's not grossly involved. And I think that may be the other reason is, you know, gee, these feel fine, they're soft, I don't feel anything abnormal, I really don't need to go down there. No, the artery needs to be ligated and all lymphatic tissue surrounding that artery.